Good morning, audio boo. At some unearthly hour, like, I don't know, after 1 a.m. I have been to bed and I couldn't sleep, so then my son came and one of them and said, are all the cats in? And I said that one of them was out because she wouldn't come in. That was Candice. I don't like leaving them out. He said, only there's a black cat out in the driveway. And I said, oh, that's her. So we both came down and we opened the patio doors and called her and she's in. And now I'm just sitting down here for 5 minutes before I can brave trying to sleep again. My sleeping is a nightmare. Oh, and talking of nightmares, my husband likes me to sing him to sleep. I haven't done it for ages. The first time I ever did it was over the phone when he was in Nigeria and I was here and we hadn't even met. And I sang You Bring the Sun Out by Randy Crawford. I love that song. And then when I went to meet him for the first time, I sang him to sleep with that as well. And I do sometimes. So tonight I said, what? He said, will you sing me to sleep? Because I'm always sitting there singing to myself. I was doing dialysis and I was nearly finished. And he said, will you sing me to sleep? And I said, okay, what do you want me to sing? He said, I don't really mind. So he was laying down and I was sitting next to him. And he goes to sleep in seconds anyway. And then I subconsciously heard a song on the radio and I started singing to it. And then I realised with absolute horror what it was. And even worse, I knew the words. So that's why I said, someone shoot me now, please. It was Barry Manilow. I can't smile without you. So I thought, oh dear, am I really going to admit on audio boo that I was singing that song? But the worst thing is I wasn't humming it. I knew all the words. Oh help, there's no hope. Anyway, he got to sleep really quick. And here I am, still awake, an hour later. And I don't even really feel tired. That's the awful thing. I lay there. Sometimes I listen to audio boos, but I've got no new ones to listen to. So sometimes I go back and listen to people's old ones, which are quite fun sometimes. Or sometimes I listen to a book, but I can't be bothered to get the thing I use for reading the books out at the moment, and because the battery never lasts on it. Unlike a phone or most things that I know, when you turn them off, the battery lasts. If I haven't used this for a couple of weeks, and I know the battery's going to be dead, and then I've got to find the charger and plug it in and all that. The radio's boring now, there's just news and stuff, so I decided to come down and get the cat in and then stay down here for a few minutes and catch up on some direct messages that I've owed people for ages. I really feel too tired to do them, but, well, I know I said I didn't feel tired. I do feel tired, but I don't feel sleepy, as in I'm about to fall asleep any minute. I wish I was. I'm going to do a couple of my DMs because I've been promising people I'd do them. Yes, I'll contact you tomorrow and all this, and I suspect they're getting really fed up with me. So, see you later, audio boo. I'm sure I'm going to be back at some point on Thursday, which is today already.